This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor. I hit
it
hard,
man. It is 8:06 here on Sports Map Radio Network. Good Saturday morning, everyone. My name is Will Doctor. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Show on Twitter, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. And the golf doctor is back in studio with us after a little fishing trip last week. Pro, how are you today?
You know, highly motivated, as I always say. We got a nice guest we're going to talk golf about, but I'm really psyched about the Olympics. Only because our event, the Spirit, mirrors that. Although we have amateurs in our event, but the Olympics really turned out well. Xander, what a finish, playoff. I mean, it was great. And then last night, I couldn't go to sleep.
Unbelievable. Two Americans on each side that took home the gold. And yes, the Spirit is one that mirrors the Olympics. And fortunately, we had a male take home the bronze. That's a Spirit alumni, CT Pan. And then Aditi on the women's side was very close to medaling, took home fourth. But yes, we have a fantastic show ahead. We have a special guest, Tripp Davis, who is a world-class golf course architect and is currently redesigning Braeburn Country Club down the street. We will have him on at the top of the hour. In the next segment, we will discuss some Olympic golf, the men finishing up last week and the women's event concluding this morning with American Nelly Korda taking home gold. And Pro, I'm excited to pick your mind a little bit on how the Olympics wrapped up for you.
It was just fantastic. It was so well done. That golf course played so incredibly. I mean, I've never seen grasses so, and those greens. I mean, the greens were absolutely perfect, and Japan looked like it was San Francisco.
And what I really enjoyed was, you know, we weren't fortunate enough to see fans all week, but to see on both sides, men and women, to see the players wrapped around the 18th green, cheering on their teammates. It's not something that we get to see on a week-to-week basis. But great conversation ahead. So don't go anywhere. We will do that right here on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Guard of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-712-6758. That's 800-712-6758. 800-712-6758.
Auto Accident Help Desk is a marketing agency connecting callers with attorneys. Providers pay a fee for advertising services.
I love getting my kids ready and driving them to school.
But a careless driver can change your life in an instant, and insurance companies want to settle on the cheap. Auto Accident Help Desk connects victims with powerful lawyers. They fight for you.
I called Auto Accident Help Desk and got help for my pain and suffering.
Don't let an insurance company take advantage of you. Our attorneys fight and beat big insurance every day.
Call 800-528-6859. 800-528-6859.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident in the last 6 months, you owe it to yourself to make this free call with no obligation. We're available 24/7 to help you get the money you deserve for your pain and suffering. Auto Accident Help Desk helps accident victims like you every day.
Call 800-528-6859. 800-528-6859. That's 800-528-6859.
Over 2.5 million airline passengers fly every day in the United States. Those passengers depend on reliable airplanes, and those planes need certified aircraft technicians. That's where you come in. We are the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we train tomorrow's technicians. We train our students hands-on with real aircraft, develop their skills, and prepare them for real jobs in the industry. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average aircraft technician in the United States makes over $62,000 a year.
The job opportunity is there. The money is there.
If you want to work with your hands, it's a perfect place for you.
Call 800-876-0097.
I'm very impressed with the AIM curriculum. The school's keeping pace with the demands of the industry.
The potential for growth is astounding.
At the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train tomorrow's technicians.
800-876-0097. 800-876-0097.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 8:12 here. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. And I know Charlie has a few words about the great people over at Insperity.
Insperity, a company that was established in 1986, is now 4 billion strong, 4,000 employees that help small business. And it's a world of HR. You've got to have HR to really guide you through certain problems and grow your business. And that's what they do. They're professionals at HR, and they have a lot of other expertises in their fray, if you will, in their on their team. So if you happen to want to grow your business, and this time of the year, last year, we've had a lot of hiccups that we had to move through. Insperity, they will lighten your HR load. You can focus on growing your business and be surrounded by your employees who are empowered to do their best. And they also have scales of economy with health care. So there's so many different advantages to do business with Insperity. Give them a call. It's Insperity, that HR that makes a difference. That's their tagline, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Will, go for it.
And, Charlie, a lot going on in the golf world right now. We have the WGC FedEx Cup St. Jude going on in Memphis, which is the second-to-last PGA Tour event of the season before the playoffs. They'll wrap up at Wyndham next week. And on top of that, the captains of the Ryder Cup have their work cut out on deciding who is going to be on those respective squads come September. We had the Olympics, the Women's Olympics golf event finish up this morning with Nelly Korda taking home gold, Mane Inami taking home silver, and Lydia Ko taking home bronze, with the phenom Aditya Shock finishing a shot outside of medaling.
Now, why do you mention her name?
Oh, because she's a Spirit alumni. Charlie is the president of the Spirit Golf Association. He brought me along under his wing as the media coordinator, and we have a rich alumni, over 650 professional wins. And this tournament takes place November 1st through 7th. Every other year. Now, because of COVID, it may switch to the even number of years. We're still in discussion about that. But really, it's a really exciting event where the top two men and women, amateurs from 20 countries, come and compete at the Great Whispering Pines. So it's been great to come along for that, Charlie.
We're going to be able to talk about the condition of the golf course in Tokyo, which was really impeccable. And our guest is a great. What is your title?
I'm a golf course architect.
Golf course architect. And that golf course, who designed that golf course?
Originally, it was Colt Allison, group out of UK that did a lot of work in Japan, and then Fazio's team went in, I think, in 2016 and redid it.
Yeah. What kind of grass were they playing on?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's Zoysia.
Uh-huh.
But it looked like Zoysia to me.
Yeah.
And then the greens were bent grass for sure.
Well, if you watched both the men and the women, very few divots because that ball was sitting up so well. You know, that's one of the big problems that amateurs have. They hit the green ball before the white ball, you know, but the lie has a lot to do with it. But having said that, last night watching the finals of the women's portion of the Olympics, it was so exciting. It was match play coming down. Lydia Ko was on fire. I mean, so I just think it's here to stay.
I think so too, Charlie, and it really was. We saw, you know, the best players come out in this Olympics. We had Xander on the male side. We had Nelly on the women's side. And I think the initial concern for some of these stars was the competition. You know, we think about what Rory said before the Olympics. I think there was some skepticism with what professionals, maybe certain federations would send. But when it was all said and done, you know, the top of the leaderboard was especially for the women, was mixed between all the countries. Everyone was there to compete. So
All the flags.
It was a really exciting Olympics. And, for the men's tournament in review, we had Xander from the U.S. Taking home gold. Rory Sabatini, which I have a few
questions. 61.
61.
Holy cow.
Of Slovakia this time, too. Taking home silver, and CT Pan, of course, Chinese Taipei, and he played in the Spirit International Amateur in 2005.
We'll get into this a little later in the show, but how you set up a golf course is so important of what you want to accomplish. You know, I don't really like the U.S. Open setup. It's not. I played in U.S. Opens, and it's just kind of too unfair. Golf's not a fair game. But this golf course was set up to play golf on, and it was equally prepared for the men and the women, although they played a few different tees. But the action was just spectacular.
You know, Kerry Haig did the setup, and Kerry's the guy that runs the PGA setups, and so he was the one over there for the federation that did it. So he's an outstanding setup guy.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't aware of that, but yes, the PGA – I've always liked the way they give you a chance to show your ability hitting out a long rough, but we'll talk about that later. So
yeah, of course that's Tripp Davis who we're going to bring in at the top of the hour. Actually, so Nelly Korda won the gold for the women's Olympics, and she won the PGA earlier this year at Atlanta Athletic Club, which Tripp is currently in the process of a redesign. So really excited to talk about that with him in the next segment. But you know, back to the men's Olympics, what a finish for that bronze medal. It was a 7-way playoff, and for those that don't keep up with the PGA Tour on a week-to-week basis, because there is only one winner, we don't get to see those kind of playoffs. Of course, I see them on a week-to-week basis because I cover Monday qualifiers for PGA Tour, and there's always 8-way playoffs at 8-under for the third spot. But the playoff was between Rory McIlroy, Mito Pereira of Chile, a great young player I'm excited to watch, actually took Joaquim Niemann under his wing, and Joaquim is now a little bit ahead of him. But it was great to hear from him on that. Sebastian Munoz, Open champion Colin Morikawa, Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama, Paul Casey, and of course, probably the most unlikely victor, one-time PGA Tour winner and the eventual winner of the bronze medal in CT Pan. So it's just not often where you get a playoff like that with that much talent. It was really exciting to watch down the stretch.
Great finish to a great event. And I think moving forward, I think the powers to be are going to keep golf in the spotlight. It's going to be interesting to see what India, how they respond to their little star and how that's going to grow the game in India. And grow from, you know, all over those countries that have never had much golf.
And that kind of brings me to my point with Rory Sabatini, who represented South Africa in all six of his PGA Tour wins through his career, and changed his citizenship to Slovakia and represented their country at the Olympics. And his wife's cousin is the vice president of golf in Slovakia. And I'm all for this because last Sunday the entire country of Slovakia was on Rory Sabatini's back. The more countries that we get involved in this game, Charlie, the better.
Well, I had the fortune to travel to Bulgaria and went to a golf facility on the Black Sea, and it was just kind of like being in Florida. And that was, you know, set up for the people in the Eastern world. They don't have enough money to fly to Florida to play, so they've got these great resorts off of the Black Sea, and they're really beautiful. And they played, and the people from Slovakia come there to hone their game. You know, so it's great for golf, and I'm excited, you know, for worldwide golf.
And, of course, even more important, you brought up with the women's game, Aditi Ashok doing great things for the women's game in India. A very different way of life for women on that side of the world. And it's equally important that they are introduced to the game as well. And from what I've read, it was an extremely big deal on that side of the world that she was paired up with Nelly Korda, able to be seen for the entire round. So I think the final question, all in all, will the Olympics make it to Paris in 2024?
I think it will, without a doubt. And the only problem I got with India is they have cobras. And I had a friend over there, and he was walking into the rough, and all of a sudden you see this, hello. Have you ever encountered any? Have you done courses outside the United States?
Mexico and China.
Any weird animal come at you at the wrong time?
Usually in the United States, actually. I run into rattlesnakes on a regular basis.
And when we come back, Tripp Davis, world-class golf course architect who is currently in the middle of a redesign at Braeburn Country Club. We will talk about that and more about his projects, including the famed Atlanta Athletic Club, which the Golf Doctor has some timeless stories going around that track. So we look forward to talking to Tripp about that. We will do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Are you thinking that it's time to start looking for a new car? Then go to automotivemap.com to see the latest auto news, find out about what's ahead for your favorite brands, and learn how much that new car will cost you. automotivemap.com is your place to see reviews, check out the hottest exotic cars, read tales from the road, and get acquainted with the luxury automotive lifestyle. Into hot mods? Want to see the cars celebrities drive? Love a good restoration job? From off-roading to on-roading, automotivemap.com has it covered. Visit automotivemap.com today.
Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault.
We need more personality in baseball. It has to happen. I don't care if you think someone is obnoxious. I don't care if you think they're overconfident or they're cocky. But the secret to untapping or getting into a younger audience is finding those moments that will go viral and finding those personalities that will get people interested. And if I'm Major League Baseball, I would be doing everything in my power to find the personalities that get attention on social media and push them as hard as I can. Baseball cannot be a regional sport. It's part of the problem with the game. But if you walk down the street in Florida and you ask someone to name a player on the 49ers, they're going to do it in 2 seconds. Now, football and baseball are different animals. I totally understand that. But baseball has got to find a way to elevate the sport.
Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault. Weekday afternoons from 1 to 4 Eastern.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Become connected. Connected.
Want to stay connected with SportsMap Radio through social media? Check out our new Facebook page. Like SportsMap Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SportsMap Radio.
You and I have a connection here.
Follow me.
The Jake Asman Show.
Jake Asman Show.
The Max Scherzer situation on the mound was Rob Manfred's latest embarrassment. He is an absolute failure as the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Checking a guy is one thing between it. They're checking a guy in the middle of an inning after he struck a batter out because Joe Girardi, who is a paranoid manager to begin with, thinks Scherzer's using something because he's rubbing his head. You have umpires rubbing Max Scherzer's head in the middle of an inning. when we're supposed to still be in the middle of a pandemic. How freaking gross is that? And the pitchers are rightfully furious with Rob Manfred because you cannot implement these rules in the middle of the freaking season. Oh my God, it's baffling. I mean, it is so stupid how baseball always gets it wrong. They are destroying the sport. Manfred is destroying the sport. There's no other way to say it.
The Jake Asman Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Eastern.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, 8:26 here. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Show on Twitter on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And we welcome in a special guest on today's program. He's one of the true greats in the world of golf course architecture design. If you are listening, you've likely played or heard of a golf course that he's either originally designed or worked on a restoration design. I mean, Raven's Nest in Huntsville, the Tribute at the Colony, Old American, where they hold the LPGA Volunteers of America Classic, the Trilogy in Ocala, Florida, where I actually played a couple junior events, Preston Trail in Dallas, which is in the mix every year for the best golf course in Texas. He was recently selected to be Atlanta Athletics Club's consulting golf course expert, which has been a host to multiple men and women major championships, and now currently in the middle of a redesign at Braeburn Country Club, which started this past January and is right down the street from us, just up Bissonnette. We're going to talk about all these great projects this morning, but without further ado, we welcome Tripp Davis into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Tripp, thank you for taking some time to join us today. How is everything going?
Good. It's my first time to do this in studio. I kind of like it better than calling in. So
now we're fully we're ready to all be back in studio and be back in person. I think we're all I know Pro can speak for it. We're over the virtual working side of this pandemic.
Well, the interesting thing about golf is it's worldwide. It's, you know, we have a golf show that we reach 110 cities and talk golf, and I'm really happy that you've heard us in Oklahoma City.
Oh yeah, I think we have a, I think it's 107.7 in Oklahoma City. Does it's the Oklahoma Sooners channel. I went to Oklahoma, so and they have you guys on Saturdays.
Well, that's great, but we're in Houston, Texas, and Braeburn Country Club is one of the old country clubs of Houston. And over the years, it has a nice little piece of property. It had some drainage problems that they took care of. Now they have you come in, and as an individual, when you look at a golf course, where do you start? What was your mission when you put the first shovel in the Braeburn Country Club's soil?
Well, the first thing we have to do is figure out what the club wants to do. And sometimes they don't really know, and we have to get it out of them. What are you trying to accomplish? And most of the work we're doing these days, Charlie, is really more about restoring the infrastructure of a golf course because, you know, bunkers get old, greens get old, irrigation system, drainage, you know, all needs to be redone. But while you're doing those things, it makes sense to make the golf course whatever you want it to be, whether it play longer, be more strategic, be more fun to play, look like it's from the classic era versus being more modernized and so forth. So that's the first thing we have to accomplish is get them to understand what they want to do.
And were there any major concerns in that preliminary process at Braeburn, or everything going fairly smooth?
The biggest thing we had to deal with there, Will, was the it's in the right next to Braes Bayou, and so anytime you're dealing with the flood control around here, you know, the Harris County Flood Control Agency is, you know, famous around the country as being one of the toughest places to work with flood control. So that was the biggest thing we had to deal with. But as Charlie mentioned, you know, back in the early 90s, they went through and did a redo that was primarily around helping Harris County improve flood control. And so we had some leeway, and we had a lot to work with because of that. And so that was the biggest challenge to start out with.
You know, now I've been a club pro all my life. And the hardest thing, you know, and the best way to describe a committee is, you know, a camel was a horse made by committee.
Yeah.
You know, your responsibility, you know, you have to work with people that really don't know anything about what you do. And they think they're going to tell you what you need to do. You have any little of that?
Well, Braeburn's actually been really good, and I'm not just saying that because they're down the street, but I've worked at places where it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And here, the guys that hired us, the group of individuals, have made it so that we can do our job, and they've not necessarily, you know, and I've encouraged them to give input, but they've been really good. I mean, there are definitely committees that I've worked with around the country, Charlie, that are a challenge. But these guys have been really good to work with.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's really good. And as you, because you have to take care of men, mm-hmm. seniors, women, seniors. You so many people you try to please, but the bottom line is you just try to use the terrain and make golf a little more fun. And you said fun, and you know, fun is going to the zoo. You know,
yeah.
Golf is not, it's a battle.
Yeah.
But you help the golfer a lot with the way you contour the fairways?
Yes, sir. You know, there we had contour to work with because of that early 90s renovation. We had a lot of topography where we could pull back into the golf holes. Keep the flood storage. It's actually going to end up a little better than it was. But get that contour back into the holes to where we can create some helping slopes if they play at the hole correctly. I'm not a big fan of a golf course just completely containing golf balls, but we can use it in strategic ways. But, you know, Braeburn has had a history of having some good tournaments. It's not going to be long enough to be a regular site for state AMs or anything like that. But the intent there really was to make it more interesting. I like to use the word interesting over fun.
Uh-huh.
Even though fun is a big word in the game today, interesting is where you have to think a little bit. You're confronted with some shots that could be fun to play if you pull them off. And if you don't pull them off, it's not so daunting that you want to come back and try that shot again the next day.
I see. And then you got the help of Kenny Mack, the great golf professional at Braeburn. And the guy he preceded was Jack Selman.
Right.
I wish he'd have been alive for you to get to know him because he was a great player, but just really a fun guy to be around. And he definitely had his opinions on certain things. But I can't wait to play it. I've always loved Braeburn Country Club for many different reasons, but I don't think, you know, like you say today, you know, you need a course at 8,000 yards. I got a 15-year-old grandson that hits it way too far, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough through high school and college to have some dear friends that were members of Braeburn and the Fisher family in specific. I was very lucky to have opportunities to play out there, and I've always loved how the course stood the test of time. Well, not the longest course in Houston, but I don't mind that because I do love that 1930s style of golf. That being said, the game of golf is rapidly changing with the distance, the technology, the development of golf fitness. One of the main goals of the Braeburn redesign was adding strategic variety of bunkers, from what I've read. You know, is that, was that in any way to preserve the course from being overpowered by the long ball?
To some extent, you know, it all has to be in balance. You're not, you don't want to do something that's going to with every hole make length not a factor, not valued. You know, Charlie said something earlier about the golf course at the in Japan where they played the Olympic course. In that setup, you can determine what you value, what you think is important, and what how the powers that be can draw out of the field of players the type of player they want to see win.
Yeah.
And you can do that with setup and design. And we can do that to some extent to, you know, in terms of positioning of bunkers. One of the big things at Braeburn was...
We're going to cut you right there, okay. But when we come back, we'll finish that conversation and hear more from Tripp Davis. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. We'll be right back.
Reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text MAIN to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text MAIN to 321-321. That's MAIN to 321-321.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
Auto Accident Help Desk is a marketing agency connecting callers with attorneys. Providers pay a fee for advertising services.
I love getting my kids ready and driving them to school.
But a careless driver can change your life in an instant. And insurance companies want to settle on the cheap. Auto Accident Help Desk connects victims with powerful lawyers. They fight for you.
I called Auto Accident Help Desk and got help for my pain and suffering.
Don't let an insurance company take advantage of you. Our attorneys fight and beat big insurance every day.
Call 800-528-6859. 800-528-6859.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident in the last 6 months, you owe it to yourself to make this free call with no obligation. We're available 24/7 to help you get the money you deserve for your pain and suffering. Auto Accident Help Desk helps accident victims like you every day.
Call 800-528-6859. 800-528-6859. That's 800-528-6859.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 840 here on Sports Map Radio Network. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter. Presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. We are back with famed golf architect Tripp Davis. If you missed the first segment with him, you can go to Audio Boom or Spotify and listen to the podcast there. But Tripp, you were a three-time AJG All-American and then went on to have four decorated seasons at University of Oklahoma, where you were part of a 1989 national championship team. So you obviously had plenty of talent to take your game to the next level, but that's not what you wanted, was it?
Well, I wanted to be a golf course architect since I was a kid, and I really only had one decorated season in Oklahoma. I was there for 4 years, but I played a good bit my freshman year and most of my junior year and then all of my senior year. But I was a good putter, had a great short game, Charlie, but I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a driver. And so I did pretty well to get as far as I did.
Was Greg Gross your coach? Or?
He was. He didn't recruit me. Did you ever hear of David Yates?
Yes. Yeah.
So David, was an agent for a while. Uh-huh. Still is, I think. He recruited me, and then Greg came in the middle of my freshman year.
Yeah. Well, being in the Army at Fort Sill, I got a little familiar with the golf courses in Oklahoma City and so on and so forth. But Greg and I started a collegiate tournament at Redstone, which is now Golf Club of Houston. And he was a good guy to work with. And so who else was on your team?
Well, my freshman year, we had Todd Hamilton, Grant Waite, Craig Perks, Doug Martin, me, and that was kind of the top five, six, seven. My sophomore year, we had that same crew, but added Glenn Day.
Beautiful.
So I said I didn't play much my sophomore year. We had too much talent there.
All day.
And,
so you go on to get your master's in landscape architecture from OU, yeah. And you've documented a lot about how fortunate you were to get into the business for someone who hadn't previously worked for a huge architecture corporation. So how did you get your foot in the door of golf course architecture?
Well, from being somewhat known in Oklahoma as a player and getting my degree in landscape architecture at Oklahoma, the state park was doing two state park golf courses, and a friend of mine had kind of an in on the business side of it, and we got actually they were doing three, and we got two of them. And I had a couple job offers, but I ended up just kind of I found another project while we were doing the two state park courses, and it just kind of went from there.
And in the last segment, we talked a lot about your project at Braeburn. Let's move into the Atlanta Athletic Club renovations, a place where the golf doctor has countless memories through his professional career. It's been home to so many great champions, 76 U.S. Open and Jerry Pate. It's held the 81, 2001, 2011 PGA, 1990 U.S. Women's Open, and, of course, the 2021 Women's PGA Championship, which Nelly Korda, our new American gold medalist, won there. So, and you had great memories growing up in Atlanta, and Bobby Jones being a great hero. Was this just an absolute dream come true for you to have the opportunity to better a course with such rich history like Atlanta Athletic Club?
It was, and it was a little bit bittersweet in some respects because Reese Jones is a very good friend of mine, and he was the consulting architect there before I was. But it also is really fun for me to be able to follow in his footsteps. His dad designed the golf courses, three of the four nines that are there. It used to be kind of more like four nines than two courses. Joe Finger, actually, of Houston, did the fourth nine there, which is where they played the Open. They played at the Open on nine holes of Finger and nine holes of Robert Trent Jones Sr. And that's the Highlands course, which still exists in that same kind of form today, other than Reese having redone it. But I tried to play down this would be a dream job when I was interviewing to some extent. I grew up in Atlanta. Playing Atlanta Athletic Club was a dream when I was a kid. And so getting the chance to go back and work with them for however long. Our first project there is Riverside, which is where they played the 90 U.S. Open for the women. And I'm hopeful that they're going to bring another one back to Riverside after we're done. And then we'll move on to the Highlands down the road.
It's really has to be a so rewarding when you can mold a piece of land into a golf course. I mean, because, you go to Arizona, you would never be in that environment just going out for a walk, but they've designed golf courses so well in conditions that really aren't conducive to a golf course. What's been your biggest challenge golf course in that kind of environment? Have you done anything like a golf course in Arizona?
We've done a little bit of work in Arizona, mainly, you know, renovations. Probably the biggest challenge I had for a new course that we did from an environmental perspective or working with the environment, the climate, and so forth, was in Acapulco. There was two courses there. One was called the Pierre Marquez at the Acapulco Princess, Fairmont Hotel. Great place. And we took the Pierre Marquez course, which Robert Trent Jones Jr. had done, and built a new golf course. We didn't keep anything that was there. But dealing with the sand, water table, the climate, anything grows there. And so you had to build it in such a way that only what you wanted to grow would grow. So that was a huge challenge that I can, you know, probably the most difficult that I've worked with. We did a course in China, and that was also very difficult because it was on a river, but the Chinese government had turned into a lake. And in the middle of construction, Charlie, they decided that we want this lake to be 3 feet higher. So we had to adapt. But, you know, that's what it is really adapting.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you're working in a desert, you're working in rock, you're working in floodplains, you have to adapt the game to fit those surrounds in as sustainable a way as possible. Not just necessarily environmental, but economically, you know, from a maintenance perspective as well.
Have the golf courses in Scotland and Ireland had any influence on you? Have you been able to go over there? And being a player, I'm sure you like to play golf courses. Does that help your, you know, design imagination?
It helps me definitely with being able to think of the way I want the game to be played. And the courses in Scotland, I've had a chance to go over there a few times, and they're a huge impact on me because I like that rumpled nature look of a golf course. You know, when you go play Braeburn, hopefully this fall, you'll see that. I didn't try to make Braeburn a links course by any means, but, you know, tee to green, you're going to see a lot of that rumpling, subtle stuff. And that's one of the things I really like about the way that the links courses play in Scotland is because you have to be aware of the way the ball is going to bounce and roll out.
Right.
And so I'm a big fan of that.
How many different projects can you typically balance at the same time? Because, you're working on Braeburn right now. Will you wait until the fall to really get in there, or are you kind of going back and forth?
Well, we had to. We have some challenges at Atlanta Athletic Club working on Chattahoochee River because, as you know, Charlie, there's a on both courses at AAC, there's a handful of holes right on the Chattahoochee River, and then there's holes down in that floodplain. Mm-hmm. You go over the top of the hill, you get down into that low area. So we've already done all the plans, and we've already submitted everything to the Corps of Engineers mm-hmm. and to the Chattahoochee River Authority and the I think it's called Protectors of the River or whatnot. But so it's actually kind of going into a lull period. I'm actually going there tonight. I'm going to get to play golf in the morning, and then I got to work Monday. But to answer your question, it really depends on the type of projects we have going. Right now we're doing Braeburn. I'm doing a fun project up at the International and outside of Boston.
How about that?
That's a pretty neat deal.
8,000 yards.
We're not doing that one. We're doing the Fazio course.
Oh, okay.
They gave the Pines course that's 8,000 yards. They gave that to Coeur Crenshaw.
Okay.
So I'd gladly let them have that deal. So in any event, it just depends.
And it's ironic that you're working on Atlanta Athletic Club, not only because you grew up there, but, you actually had an interesting story about a qualifier out there. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I did tell this story in my interview there, and I played the U.S. Amateur Qualifier there when I was 15. So, you know, that would have been like 1982, I think it was. And as I was telling these guys, you know, back in that time, especially at Atlanta Athletic Club, you know, 152, 153, somewhere in there for 36 holes, had a chance to qualify for the U.S. Amateur. That wouldn't come within 10 these days. But I came to the third hole on the Riverside course, and my last nine, so it was my 12th hole of the afternoon round, and I was right there. I mean, I think if I'd have parred out from there, I would have qualified. And it's a par five with a lake in front, and I made nine. And the very first thing I did is I said, I do not like the way the third hole plays during the interview. And so now the third hole is a par three and a par four. And that lake that I hit the ball in, gone.
That's what you call control. But, you know, we mentioned, and lots been talk about, that you know, the speed of the golf club has gotten so out of control. The kids are you know, hitting the ball so long. Even the ladies today, Lydia Ko, she had 140 yards into the 18th hole at Olympics, and she hit pitching wedge. So I mean, it's you know, condition is so important, and I'm getting a finger from my host over here.
Good finger, though.
Yeah, we'll come back up with that conversation and a pick for this week right on the other side. You know, I hate to interrupt you.
I had a great question I was going to ask you, but that's all right.
But when we come back, we will wrap things up with our WGC FedEx St. Jude pick. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Don't go anywhere.
You know,
Wake up call!
I watched a shot put.
Yes!
Why are we still doing those track and field events?
I don't know.
You can see back in the old, olden times where you're like, throw a stone?
I gotta tell you, those are large individuals.
Oh my god, that guy dances like a ballerina in that circle, doesn't he?
It reminds me of like the hippos dancing.
Completely! He is as light as a feather. Boom, boom, land, launch.
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Eastern.
The middle.
Don't ask Popovich about blowouts.
Nope. Not blowouts like the hairstyle. Are those back?
No, I don't think so.
The blowout is back. Are you sure?
I don't think
My
so.
My son had a blowout this morning, and it wasn't that.
Oh, yeah, that was in his diaper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this thing penetrated the diaper, it penetrated the onesie, and the sheet that he was laying on in the bassinet, man.
We did not need to know this.
All right, rank your blowouts, all right? Top four blowouts in history. It's sports.
What about the movie Blowout with John Travolta?
You know, Dennis Franz and John Lithgow were in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, you love Lithgow.
I'm a huge Lithgow guy. Yeah,
You're a Lithgowsman.
I'm all Lithgowed up. All right, top four blowouts. It's got to be that, right? Blowout the movie. I don't know if it makes it. Blowout the hairstyle. Sports blowout has to be number one. And then whatever your child blows out of its rear.
The Middle with Eitan Shander, Barrett Brooks, and Harry Mays. Weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
If business, pleasure, or sports fandom takes you to Houston, Dallas, Austin, Fort Worth, or San Antonio, check out culturemap.com to get the scoop on the local favorites. From the best restaurants, bars, pubs, and clubs to the biggest sights and sounds each city has to offer, Culture Map has it all. Just head over to culturemap.com. The expert team personally reviews and visits each spot to make sure you get the best experience. And if you're coming back, sign up for free Culture Map updates at culturemap.com.
Wake up call!
By the way, did you see the story on the Giants at training camp yesterday?
Loved it.
Team brawl, whatever it was, Logan Ryan started it, and it ended up with Daniel Jones on the bottom of a pile.
Which is where you want your star quarterback to be.
Of course you do. In fact, you should encourage all your star quarterbacks wearing red to get involved in team scuffles and put them at the bottom of the pile of NFL players. They may love the fact that their quarterback got into it, show he was on the team and willing to get in a scuffle, but if you pulled yourself back for 2 seconds, be the responsible player and go, I don't want my quarterback there.
No.
Like, we don't need to go into the season with a quarterback with a busted hand.
Did you hear about Saquon Barkley getting into that scuffle?
Right. No, right? Not at all. Yeah, he knows better.
Do you need your quarterback to prove his moxie by mixing it up with his players?
No. You need him to throw touchdown passes to and keep the team flowing offensively.
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Eastern.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 8:56 here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Joined in studio by famed golf course architect Trip Davis. It's been a wonderful conversation. If you missed it, you can find that on Audio Boom or Spotify. And we, before we go into our weekend here, we're going to make a couple picks for the WGC FedEx St. Jude. Golf Doctor, what are you thinking for this weekend?
You know, I'm so impressed with Harris English, what he's done this year, and you know he's going to be a Ryder Cup. He's another 6'4" guy that can, you know, beat the heck out of the golf ball. But I like Cameron Smith, any guy that can go around the golf course in 18 putts. I did 19.
You were one off the PGA Tour record.
Yeah, but Cameron Smith is my pick.
Mr. Davis?
Abe Anser. He's an OU guy. So, and that golf course also is not overly long. Favors the guy that can work the ball and play a little bit more of a strategic game. And that's what Abe does. So I'm going with Abe.
And I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler, who sits three shots back and hasn't finished outside of the top 10 in a WGC or a major besides the Masters this year, where he just came in T18. So I think that's a safe pick, but Trip, we've really enjoyed you know, having you in studio, and you know, when it comes closer to the course being done, we look forward to having you back on.
That'd be great. It'd be fun.
Who was your senior year at OU? Who was on your team? I asked that question, and we didn't get it answered.
It was me, Doug Martin, and then Matthew Lane was from New Zealand that played on tour for a little while. Jeff Lee was a guy out of Dallas, and Rick Bell, who's now one of the big guys up at Ping.
How about that?
We had fewer stars.
Yeah.
But we won by a bunch. We beat Texas by 21 shots.
That's always great. Well, we you know, we have a lot coming up, Charlie, in the golf world. We're obviously playing for the Spirit, and we have the PGA Tour playoffs coming up.
And the Houston Open.
That's right.
It's going to follow the Spirit Championship at Memorial Park. And they did a great job at redoing Memorial Park. Have you been over there?
Yes, sir. I really like what they did.
Yeah.
I think a very good job. Any architect would look at something and say, I'll change this a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But there's not much there. I think they did an outstanding job.
Yeah. So we got about a minute left, but quick question. You know, Brooks Koepka was on kind of as a consultant with the redesign. What kind of input would he have as a player?
Yeah, when you're working with an architect, a lot of times what you're doing is sight lines. You know, what am I seeing? You know, where is my eye going to be drawn? Those are the big things a player usually adds.
Trip, thank you so much for joining us. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Charlie, have a great week. Mr. Davis, safe travels. Sean behind the board, we appreciate it.
Hey, Sean, great job again. I like your hat, BMW.